This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios. Speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? You better visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That is 208-467-7468.
Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? Hello, hello. Welcome back to High Vibe Mama podcast. I'm so excited that you're here. And I have my husband here, and we're going to talk all about supplements today. Before that, though, you guys know how I roll. We're going to play some music. One of my favorite artists, Aerosmith, Living on the Edge. So, yeah, let's just jam out for a little bit and get into the space and change our state. We're definitely living on the edge, I think, taking supplements nowadays, right?
It can be a risky business.
Awesome. All right, are you guys feeling it? I'm feeling it. Totally. 90s, bringing it back. All right. Well, y'all, here we are. We're back in the studio, and we're going to talk about one of the topics that I get asked so much about. I know my husband does, working with patients, but me working with clients, coaching clients, it's a hot topic question. And so we're going to actually break it down and we're going to kind of streamline it for you so you can understand it in a simple way. We'll also make some recommendations after on the different types of supplements and what we do. And yeah, let's just go from there. So I'll let Dr. Price, take it away.
Perfect. Well, we can take this a lot of directions, but I think the first thing is understanding why there is a need for supplements and why is this industry grown to the extent it is. And the reality is many of us don't eat a perfect diet. We all have the days where we're not doing that well. And so there's a nutritional gap that occurs. But the fact is that most people don't realize, even if you're eating a 100% perfect diet, there still is a gap in the nutrients you're not getting. Our soils have dramatically changed from the last 50 to 100 years to where the nutrients are very depleted in our food. Then our modern farming techniques and the fertilizers bind up these minerals and make them in a form that our body can't absorb. They're not available. They just create usually diarrhea.
Yeah, they're not bioavailable to the body.
Bioavailable, yes. Bioavailable being the term that your body recognizes, knows how to use it when you take it. And the reality is most of the minerals are just like dirt that we're taking in directly, and the body doesn't know what to do with it. And like I said, it causes diarrhea. Bioavailable means nature's marked it, and it's been processed through an animal or a plant. And it has these biomarkers that your body recognizes and knows how to utilize and absorb in a quick manner to stimulate healing and growth for your body.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so with that, I think that we should define what minerals are versus vitamins, because I think a lot of times we use them interchangeably when they're absolutely completely different. So I'm just going to define it for you. So vitamins are micronutrients, and they're cofactors, they're transporters to help the body uptake minerals. Okay, now minerals are the building blocks for your cells. They are the key to unlock cellular function and vitality. And I think this is really important to understand, because without mineral or without vitamins, we can't absorb the minerals. And without the minerals, you know what I'm saying? And so they really work synergistically. And that's why I want to do this podcast, because I feel like it's so important to talk about these things, especially since, I don't know, I just feel like so many, and I don't like to compare it like this, but I've had one person tell me that they compare the supplement industry to the pharmaceutical industry, where it's just They keep making these supplements, and like supplements, and like we don't know where they're from, we don't know what's in them. We don't know, you guys, most of the time I'm telling you, you're doing a disservice to your body. Your body recognizes something that's natural, something that's innate, something that it knows how to absorb. And so all these supplements, I'm happy people are wanting to take this step and they're wanting to take good vitamins and they're wanting to supplement. But we have to be so, so careful about it, especially right now, because supplements are just coming at us and coming at us and coming at us.
And the reality is, as your friend even mentioned, it feels like it's the pharmaceutical industry. Well, it's because it is, and often your men's one a day, women's one a day is actually made by the same companies making the drugs. So they're capitalizing on a growing industry where people want to be healthier, but they're producing a product that actually is creating more unhealthy individuals and setting you up for problems downstream. When I say that, meaning most of these supplements that people are taking are literally a science experiment. The chemicals they use to isolate and create these products is dramatic. One perfect example is what the FDA has decided they can call vitamin C in ascorbic acid, where they take hydrogenated oils in a lab and go through a 6-step process, freezing them and everything to create what they call vitamin C, which does stimulate a response in our body, just like a drug does. And it is missing all the pieces. So it's like having a car that you want to drive around with only the door. Exactly. It drives your body to force a chemical reaction, but it is not a healthy whole food mineral that your body vitamin that your body needs.
Exactly. And so I just want to go through, so there's 13 essential vitamins, and I don't have to name all 13, but there, you guys, the basic ones: vitamin A, C, D, K, B1, B2, 3, 4, 5, 6, B12, all of those. Those are 13 essentials. Now, vitamins are water soluble and fat soluble, and their job really is to help our body function properly. And minerals, what are minerals? Minerals, they're actually calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, sodium, potassium, chloride, sulfur. And then we also can go to macro minerals and trace minerals, which are so essential too. Iron, copper, iodine, zinc, fluoride, selenium. And basically, this helps the body in so many different ways: nerve, muscle function, electrolytes, also maintaining certain acid balances in the body. And so both are really, really key in creating this synergistic effect in your body to help it bring it back to homeostasis. And a lot of what I see, and I know my husband sees you and I work with clients, is just really deficient in certain minerals and vitamins, but it's because also they are supplementing, but they're supplementing the wrong way. They're actually taking isolated agents and taking them in huge amounts. Go vitamin D for an example. You know, I know that there's people out there, even holistic practitioners and doctors, are like, take 500 milligrams of vitamin D3. And while I think sometimes if you're very, very, very ill, maybe a one-time thing could be beneficial, but taking it over time is actually doing your body a disservice because our body is not meant to respond to isolates. So for an example, for D3 and vitamin D, what I take is cod liver oil because it has the right ratio of vitamin A, it has the right ratio of omegas, and that's all working synergistically. My body knows how to recognize it as food. And I mean, my husband was saying, talking about, I don't know if you guys have heard about how they kind of use D3 as a rat poison.
And I like, kind of.
Yeah.
They do. D3, the FDA allows them to call it D3, but it's actually calciferol, which is the primary ingredient in rat poison when given in mass doses.
Were you going to talk in Portuguese?
Yeah. It calcifies the rat's kidneys and kills the rat. So let's take mass doses of vitamin D3 long-term and watch how it creates health problems. And why would you need vitamin D? Why is Carrie taking vitamin D? We live in Idaho. So there's this wonderful thing outside called the sun.
Yes, and when the sun is the best way, then supplements.
Your skin will produce and make the vitamin D you need when you're at the right place on the earth, at the right longitudinal axis from the sun. You get stimulated dramatically to make that, and in Idaho, we're unlucky enough that we don't get that most of the year. So it's very important to fill that gap by getting some vitamin D in. And cod liver oil is an amazing source just to fill that gap that is created, just like our soil is missing minerals. You have to find those gaps and help fill them.
Exactly. And I think I want to go with the next part is I want to talk about, you know, the different kinds of supplements. And yes. What we take and why. And so the first one is, I know we've been, let's just go and through and talk about vitamin D and why it's so essential of what it does. So it helps us build healthy bones, reduce inflammation. It's associated, like you can read studies about lowering cancer risks.
So
it helps boost your immune system. There's so many things that vitamin D does, and it's so essential as part of your supplementation.
One of the things most people don't realize, in our body, the biggest defense we have against viruses and the mineral our body uses primarily to help with that is calcium, okay? And most of the population is very calcium deficient. They're not getting calcium, primarily because they think the marketing attempt by the USDA with dairy products is that, hey, that glass of milk is going to give you vitamin D, which is a great marketing ad, but very false. Yeah, where most your vitamin
and
D,
you're not going to absorb calcium through
exactly.
that either.
So there's no calcium. You're not getting good calcium, not getting vitamin D. The good calcium you're getting from the green leafy vegetables that most of us don't want to eat, or at least a lot of the population doesn't want to eat. And since they're vitamin D deficient, vitamin D drives you in absorbing calcium into your gut. So you're not going to absorb the calcium you're taking in if you're deficient in vitamin D. Then if you're having massive amounts of vitamin D, like many people are taking, it pushes all that vitamin D into your bones, which is good if you want to help build your strong bones, but your body needs vitamin or calcium as well. So if the vitamin D is driving it all into your bones, you're missing essential fatty acids that in the old literature, they actually called vitamin F. So this was referring to essential fatty acids from deep sea fish that we should be getting in most of our diets, that most of us live in bad places where it's not easily available. So then we got a gap here. But if you don't have that vitamin F, you're not getting the calcium pushed into your soft tissue, your muscles, where you have these sodium calcium channels that help the muscles relax. And then the muscles can't relax and you get restless leg syndrome. And your more weakened tissue that's depleted in calcium makes you more susceptible to natural viruses we have to deal on a day-to-day basis, from anything from cold sores to shingles and any other myriad of things you got going on. So why is vitamin D and so many things so important for our immune system? Our body can't function correctly without all these different things. And it's built in a way that we have to have these pieces to help us absorb and use those.
Exactly. And in a synergistic form, not isolated. So for instance, the next one I'm going to talk about is iron. And for iron, we take beef liver because, you guys, beef liver not only has iron, but it has vitamin A, which is so essential. It has all your B vitamins in it. It has it in the right ratio where your body actually knows how to absorb. And I get it. Like, you know, we're not like the caveman back in the day. They all the animals, even if we even look back 100 years ago, people were preserving the liver. They're eating the heart. They're eating organs. We just don't eat organ meat.
They ate the organ first. They threw out the lean meat.
I know, right?
They needed the nutrients. And so they went straight for the organs and the good fat. Where here, modern times, we're just going straight for that lean meat.
Exactly. And so iron creates like a homeostasis in the body, and it controls a flux of basically, I'm reading right here, it's really big language.
Essentially, one of the biggest things you have to understand is iron is one of the primary building blocks for your red blood cells. So your red blood cells help carry oxygen, help your body remain oxygenated, driving every function throughout your body. Now, red blood cells, they are very short lifespan. Every time you take a deep breath in, 2 million of them die. You get 2 million new ones at that same turnover. So you need iron regularly to make sure your red blood cells are healthy and functioning correctly. And many people are very anemic because they're missing this iron. They don't have energy. They're worn out all the time. Why? Because they simply don't have the red blood cells to carry the oxygen their body needs to function correctly. You see this a lot with women every month when they have their menstrual cycle, because they've gone from losing 2 million red blood cells every time they breathe in to also losing them with that menstrual cycle. So why is this such a big, difficult thing for people to understand, that iron is an important thing for our body? But then you have most of the supplements people take. I have patients after patients coming in that they don't want to take iron because majority of it creates massive constipation because they can't absorb what they're given because they're being given this straight mineral instead of in a form that their body can recognize, like beef liver and so many natural things can offer you.
Yeah, I was just reading here. It says that, and this is in my supplement blueprint. It says that it actually helps beef liver. So vitamin A, B with that cytokine storm. And I know that we've talked about that before. That's kind of that natural thing that happens when you get sick. And then when your body kind of gets stuck in that storm and it doesn't start to heal, right? So we could talk about that. But again, so essential for your four core supplements. The other supplement I want to talk about is magnesium. And magnesium, and I'm going to throw some of y'all under the bus that are taking Calm, because we used to. And so
I used to take it. Not just throwing anyone under the bus. If I look back at some of my quote unquote healthy habits,
I know,
from 10 years ago, it's like, ooh, I'm ashamed to say I used to do that.
But yeah, well, I just did
it. Not even shame. It's just learning.
Yeah,
it's
and a even process on of my stories, learning. I showed you guys how I had thrown out some D3 supplements. You guys, we used to take that like crazy. Until you learn and grow and you evolve and you start to understand a little bit more. And, you know, now us learning about more of the root cause protocol and, you know, really taking vitamins and supplements that are whole food based that your body knows how to absorb. Like, we've been through that process, and that's why we're doing this podcast, right? Because we're teaching you what our experience and what we had to go through to kind of learn this process. So back to magnesium. So I know everyone's really popular. I mean, I see even all my blogger friends and all my natural friends. They're just like, yeah, Calm, or taking
it's
magnesium.
Great. It relaxes your muscles and gives you massive diarrhea.
Yeah, it really does. You guys, studies to show that you can't really absorb it through your gut. You actually have to absorb it through your skin. Magnesium, you guys, it's in charge of 300 different enzymes in your body. And we could go through so many different things. Like, it's for mitochondrial health. Like, it is one of the ones that is, I wouldn't say the do-all be-all say-all, but it's one of the ones that I see a lot in my clients that are deficient.
I'd say.
And you can't absorb it through.
Most people can't absorb what they're taking, number one. Number two, it's very difficult to get in natural sources because of our modern farming. It's one of those minerals that, because of the farming and the fertilizer and the ways we do things, even if it's present, which oftentimes is depleted, it's bound in a way your body can't recognize and absorb it. So this is why it drives a deficiency in majority of the population missing this mineral.
And we're also missing it because, like Christian said before, just our soil, right? And it's just not in our foods as much anymore. And so there's so many things that magnesium does. It's protein production, cell growth, and division. It helps with neutralizing certain acids in the body, mitochondrial health, brain cell activity, sleep regulation, blood pressure. And one of the ones that we like to use, and I know that I've talked about this before on my social media, but it's a transdermal magnesium, and basically it's something that you soak in, mm-hmm. and you soak for a period of time. And once your magnesium levels get kind of where you're feeling a little bit better, sleeping better, then you can kind of teeter off. And now I only do it like once a month. But before, I was really trying to get my magnesium levels back to homeostasis. And I feel like it's definitely an essential one. And you guys, magnesium helps you absorb iron. It helps you absorb vitamin C, vitamin exactly. D. So like what we're trying to say is all of them work synergistically. We can't just be isolated and just do one. I think I forgot to touch on this too, but my adrenal cocktail, you guys, which I've talked about in my previous podcast, which I've talked about also on my Instagram, on Facebook, I talk about it a lot because you guys, it's the drink that has the whole food vitamin C. It's the drink that has the potassium that your body needs. It has the salt. And we can talk salt for a minute. I mean, salt has literally so like 96 minerals, trace minerals that your body absolutely loves and craves. What salt does is it actually drives the minerals into your cells and it keeps your cells hydrated. Okay. And that's what we need. And a lot of people, when they're like, I drink so much water. I'm like, but they're like, I'm dehydrated. I'm like, well, it's because you're actually not absorbing the water you drink because you need to put a little bit of salt in your water.
If you think back to many of us in middle school, our simple science lesson on osmosis and electrolytes, how you can have a permeable barrier in between two liquids. You add a bunch of salt and all of a sudden the one side gains all the water. This is what's happening. If you're drinking water that's from all your different local grocery stores in a water bottle that's been reverse osmosis and all these things that doesn't have any minerals or anything, and you're not getting any minerals, that water is then going to not hydrate you in any way. Okay. Just like that osmotic barrier, it's going to then change that and pull water from you. And so once again, those minerals are depleting you when you're they're depleting in you in so many other ways, just being depleted themselves from your body. As I said that backwards.
Oh, but yeah. That's okay. I think they get it. Yeah. So you guys, I have the adrenal cocktail on my website, on my Instagram. It's definitely something that is a really awesome, easy tool to rebalance out your minerals. And it also helps you uptake the vitamins that you are taking the supplementation. So we've gone through vitamin D, iron, magnesium, and now we're on to vitamin C. We haven't talked about vitamin C yet.
We mentioned a little bit with ascorbic acid.
So vitamin C, you guys, and I'm guilty. We totally used to take supplementation of like lipo C or ascorbic acid.
Again, ascorbic.
The vitamin C, you guys, is essential not only for your immune system, but it's antioxidants, right? And
so here's an important thing most people don't understand, vitamin C versus ascorbic acid, okay? When you have whole food vitamin C, your body's able to use that in the appropriate time and the way it should be used to help stop oxidation, stop cell damage, all these important things, okay? Now, ascorbic acid, it reacts literally like a drug in your body because your body sees it as a piece of the whole vitamin C, starts robbing all the different parts to make this piece whole. So it makes its own jigsaw puzzle, creating vitamin C to stop oxidation 100% of the time. So it's always stopping oxidation. Now, Everyone's always, hey, I don't want to have oxidation. I need to always stop this. When that is completely false because your cells, they're supposed to die. I just told you a few minutes ago how every time you breathe in, apoptosis, red blood cells die. Yes. So they're supposed to die correctly. So if you allow cells to age and stop allowing oxidation or cell death to happen appropriately, this is a downstream effect for chaos and problems. because when a cell dies incorrectly, okay, the cellular debris, the DNA inside from the cell leaks out into your bloodstream, and then your body has all this stuff to clean up. Where if it's oxidized and dies correctly, it apoptosis, which is a wonderful word we can just sit there and describe. Basically, everything from the cell is dying and destroyed, and it doesn't leak out and get everywhere. But if you don't allow that process because you're taking ascorbic acid every single day and limiting oxidation when appropriate, you're creating all kinds of issues that actually leads to a lot of autoimmune issues for a majority of our population. And you're forcing this daily by taking essentially a drug with ascorbic acid because it's forcing a chemical reaction. And that's exactly the difference between a whole food supplement and a drug. Is a drug is forcing a chemical reaction, where a whole food supplement is in a form your body can use when it chooses and when it needs that.
Exactly. So you guys know, and I've talked about this plenty of times, and I even have this for sale in my Secret Immune Hub collection, is I make my own vitamin C powder. It's just basically camu acerola and orange peel powder.
Love and acerola.
Yeah. So
I miss acerola.
I know. My husband actually used to eat these cherries
in Brazil. If you're ever down in Brazil, go get you some acerola juice if you're not feeling good. This little cherry is like having 10 oranges in one. Okay.
Yeah.
And anytime we weren't feeling good down in Brazil, we just go get a bunch of the acerola fruits, grind it up, make an acerola juice and drink it. And it was just like an instant kick for your immune system.
Yeah. I mean, you guys, fruit. The vitamin C powder I make, it even has more vitamin C than elderberry. It is jam packed with actually whole food vitamin C. Your body, when you drink that, it's like, oh, I recognize this, I can utilize this in my cells. And so that's the supplement that I recommend for vitamin C, is basically either making your own or you can go buy it from my website and my shop. It's phenomenal, and it actually tastes pretty good. I feel like it has kind of a sweet tart taste. And so that's what I recommend for vitamin C. Now, those are the four core supplements, you guys: vitamin D, vitamin C, magnesium, and iron. Now, the goal of these four core supplements is to reduce oxidative stress and inflammation, initiate mineral balance, increase bioavailable copper, which is basically an enzyme and an antioxidant, and it helps manage the iron and to where it needs to go properly in the body, and all the minerals that we talked about. So that's kind of the goal of these four core supplements. Is there more? Yes, there's sodium. There's a bunch of different things, but
we could create for hours and hours.
I know we could talk for like 2 hours, but what I really wanted to just touch on is I wanted you guys to feel empowered, and I don't want you to be confused, because really it's so simple. Like when I just had a client the other day, and she showed me these array of supplements they were taking. I couldn't believe how many boxes she brought in. And this was from a functional medicine doctor, was telling her to take all of this. And she's like, I'm so confused. She was telling me like how she was feeling. And I was like, how about let's simplify your supplementation. And I told her about the four core supplements. You guys, I also do take doTERRA's Lifelong Vitality. There's third party studies on it. I do love it because it is foundational.
I think it comes back to understanding, because like she brought in boxes and boxes of stuff, and I have patients all the time. They start listing so many things they're taking, and I just stop them because it becomes confusing. I'm like, just bring it in. And we go through, and I literally will partition it out and say, hey, throw these away. These are okay. Let's replace them when you get to something, we can get something better. And the primary way I identify these are okay and these are garbage is looking at the ingredients on the back. And this is what you should be doing. If you're not sure you're doing something good, look at the ingredients. If it reads like a science experiment, you don't want to be the science experiment. This is what Big Pharma is putting on you. It's
reading boxes of
ingredients.
Gotta read the
an ingredient on list on food, on anything, is a warning label. You should be looking through and seeing what's in it. And if you look through those ingredients and you're seeing whole foods and you're seeing this is something that, yes, it should be what I'm using, then the second thing you should be looking at, and Carrie mentioned really quickly, is third party, meaning there's all lot of different supplement companies out there. A lot of them are very shady companies. The FDA doesn't have oversight over everything with the supplement industry, which is a good thing because the FDA is too corrupt to not mess up anything they're in charge of. But with that, you have a lot of companies that are shady. So a third party industry or a third party company is a company that is simply going to go buy it from any retailer, take it to a lab, break it up and study everything in that supplement and print the results. And everything I take and we try and take has been tested this way or that could be tested this way. So I'm able to ensure at least as best I can that I'm getting something that I'm paying for and I'm not getting any myriad of other crazy things. I mean, we could spend time talking about it. Like I mentioned before, there's...
I also think another way to identify if it's good or not is if you turn around, read a supplement and it says 100%, 200%, 100%, 100% on everything. You guys, your body cannot absorb 100%, 200% of anything. That's why I actually do love the doTERRA foundational lifelong vitality, because you'll see when you turn around, it's not 100%. It's like, we know that we need 10% vitamin K. We know, you know, and so they've really put the ratios out and it's third party tested. We've had scientists come in. And so I do like that for your foundation. And that's what I always start my clients on. However, I do think the four core supplements are key to balance out your minerals and to really get your body in this synergistic flow and back to homeostasis when it comes to mineral balancing and just overall vitality.
Exactly.
So anyway, I wanted to just kind of recap of stop taking, or if you are taking it, stop taking vitamin D3 and synthetic omega fish oils. And instead replace it with cod liver oil. Vitamin C, ascorbic acid, stop taking that and instead do whole food vitamin C powder or acerola or camu.
Here's where I just add with those things. Vitamin D3, ascorbic acid, if it's being used in a massive dose to help in a short period of time, that's the only time it's appropriate.
I think we already went over that.
I did. So I thought, but what I'm saying, not just saying, hey, don't ever do these things. Just understand this is not your daily use. This is short period use.
Yeah. I totally think that if you're really like super, super sick, like I know that people have gotten like glutathione and vitamin C IVs. I think that's completely acceptable. But to come in with like a load of all of these different things and just be taking them on a daily basis and taking them in these isolated forms, which your body doesn't know how to absorb, you are doing your body a disservice. And in long term, you're not going to see these vital health benefits that you actually want from your supplementation. And they should be the very best. It should be something that's working for your body, not working against. So recap. And I know that I've shared this before, this graphic. So stop taking vitamin D3 and synthetic omega oils. Take cod liver oil instead. Don't take ascorbic acid and instead replace it with acerola or camu camu or whole food C powder. You can totally buy it from my website. And then instead of taking like B12, vitamin A, iron, and copper, take beef liver because it has all of those things in it. Instead of taking zinc, potassium, and calcium, you can take use transdermal magnesium. You can also use trace biocarbon minerals. You can also take cream of tartar, which is whole food, basically whole food potassium, and that's in my adrenal cocktail, what I talk about. And then instead of taking conventional vitamins, I would definitely recommend Lifelong Vitality. That's what we take. So in a nutshell, you know, I think supplementation is good, but I definitely feel in our day and age, it is sometimes not done the correct way. And it's a little overdone. And I think that if we could simplify it, because you guys, it's simple. So what do I take? I literally take Lifelong Vitality, those four core supplement things. You know, I might do a little bit more like when I'm on my monthly cycle, I'll take a little bit more beef liver and some of the bioavailable calcium that he has me do. But what I'm saying is that it can be simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. And that's one thing that I think people have a misconception of this lifestyle, that it's so hard. And it's like, it's actually not that hard, you guys.
I think
this is super simple.
where it becomes hard is that information overwhelm and so many sources coming in. And so it does become hard to differentiate and find which way should be going. So that's where we're trying to help you guys basically avoid some of the bumps and bruises that we've had.
Right, and I get it, because this is actually contrary. Most of my clients I work with, they're like, I've already been to functional medicine. I've been to holistic doctors, naturopaths, and they have them on all of this stuff, right? But, and I know that they've done blood work and they're deficient in this. And I'm like, but still taking that isolated agent, what about if we had four core that were working synergy together where we could actually help bring your body back to homeostasis? And most of my clients, when I get them off of all of those things and we just start focusing on lifelong vitalities four, they notice such a difference. And it also, you know, my one, I know she's like, wow, this has made my life so much easier. I'm like, isn't that the point where we want health to feel like it's our second nature, like it's something that doesn't feel very forced, that it feels innate and something that we do every day, and we have kind of a routine with our supplementation. And I don't know, maybe we should talk about that a little bit, maybe our routine with our supplementation, because I feel like that's kind of a hard part for people, especially clients, yes, of like when to actually, how to take them. I think my biggest tip is actually put them where you can see them and that, yes, you are going to see them every single day to know where to take them. So we have actually this big, we don't have a medicine cabinet in our,
we have a supplement cabinet.
We have a supplement oils cabinet, which it has all of our supplements. But I basically, and I give these to my clients who start with me, I basically have a vitamin holder, and every single day you could take it out. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you can fill it and then you get to take it out. And so that would be my tip on making it a part of your day. For me, I don't like to take my vitamins in the morning because I feel like I eat so little sometimes, only like a protein drink. So I like to take mine at lunch because I know I'm having a little bit more macronutrients. So I'm having like carbs, fat, and protein, where I can digest it better. Find something that works for you. And again, it's just habitual things, just making sure you're doing it. And then it becomes natural and innate for you to start implementing it into your lifestyle.
I'd say if you've never consistently done this, you need to first off create that habit. But the biggest thing is not overcomplicating it to begin with. I have my routine. I'm pretty habitual. I fill my vitamin tray and I take it multiple times a day, specifically around certain kind of things. And I'm very driven in how I do that. And it's could appear to someone else from the outside pretty complicated. But I've kind of learned to adapt with that. And you don't have to start there. That's the important thing, that's understanding. Like Carrie, she's found what works for her is around that lunch meal. And so maybe that won't work for you. Maybe it's at bedtime in the morning. If it's just once a day to start with, that will start effectively making change if you create the habit of doing it every day for once a day. But if you're once a week, oh, I did it this week only on Friday, Saturday, vitamins don't support you unless you're consistently adding those things. You have to create the habit and find a way that you can do that. And so that's where...
it's just like that one workout, it's not going to change anything. It's like over time when your body's being supported with the vitamins and minerals like we talked about are so essential. That's like over time. What you do now, and I've told this before, I think Dr. Baker, even on our last podcast, is what you do now for your health will reflect 10 years down the road. Mm-hmm. And this is especially important when we talk about supplementation. And you guys, I get it. I remember even getting some of the supplements. I'm like, oh, it's so hard to just open the bottle and put it in your hand. It's like the next step. So that's why I actually take mine mm-hmm. out, and I have them like, you know, you see my little drawer in little cups. And so yeah. I can just pull them out and hurry up and take
to
them.
Me,
so
it looks a little chaotic, but I'm yeah. Hey, we're each you know, different.
Yeah, that's the thing, is find something that's going to work for you. I know for me too, when I was working a little bit more, I actually put them in my purse because mm-hmm. I knew that I would open my purse and I would see them and I'd be like, yep, I need to take my supplements for the day.
And I'd say even if it's easiest, some of the supplements, it'll say, hey, best on an empty stomach, full stomach, everything.
Yeah.
If you're not used to it, just have a habit of doing it with your food. Because some of those, if you've never done supplements and you take it on an empty stomach, like Carrie was saying, they don't make you feel good if you don't have food to help absorb and break them down and have a full stomach with your stomach acids. So just starting off with that habit with your meal, you'll have more success. And that habit is the most important thing.
Exactly. So yeah, you guys, I hope these tips of supplementation were helpful to you. Again, I feel like this is such a hot topic, especially in like the natural fitness, health world. And really the goal is to just simplify this and make it work for you and making sure you're taking the right supplements, making sure that it's working for your body and not against your body. So anyway, I hope that you guys found that helpful. And I will see y'all in the next podcast. Thank you, Dr. Price, for being co-host. Anytime. And yeah, we will see you guys next time. I'll see you guys on the other side. Hey, thanks for listening. Sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms, Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode.